Now the dwarf spoke again.
It was rather pitiful, rather small in you, to refuse to read that poor young woman's manuscript the other day, and give her an opinion as to its literary value. And she had come so far, too, and so hopefully. Now, wasn't it?
I felt like a cur, and I had felt so every time the thing had recurred to my mind, I may as well confess. I flushed hotly and said, "Look here, have you nothing better to do than prowl around prying into other people's business? Did that girl tell you that?"
"Never mind whether she did or not. The main thing is, you did that contemptible thing, and you felt ashamed of it afterwards. Aha! You feel ashamed of it now."
This was a sort of devilish glee. With fiery earnestness, I responded, "I told that girl in the kindest, gentlest way that I could not consent to deliver judgment upon anyone's manuscript, because an individual's verdict was worthless. It might underrate a work of high merit and lose it to the world, or it might overrate a trashy production and so open the way for its infliction upon the world. I said that the great public was the only tribunal competent to sit in judgment upon a literary effort, and therefore it must be best to lay it before that tribunal in the outset, since in the end it must stand or fall by that mighty court's decision anyway."
"Yes, you said all that. So you did, you juggling small-souled shuffler. And yet, when the happy hopefulness faded out of that poor girl's face, when you saw her furtively slip beneath her shawl the scroll she had so patiently and honestly scribbled at, so ashamed of her darling now, so proud of it before, when you saw the gladness go out of her eyes and the tears come there, when she crept away so humbly, who had come so—"
"Oh, peace, peace, peace. Blister your merciless tongue. Haven't these thoughts tortured me enough without your coming here to fetch them back again? Remorse, remorse. It seemed to me that it would eat the very heart out of me. And yet that small fiend only sat there leering at me with joy and contempt, and placidly chuckling. Presently he began to speak again. Every sentence was an accusation, and every accusation a truth. Every clause was freighted with sarcasm and derision. Every slow-dropping word burned like vitriol. The dwarf reminded me of times when I had flown at my children in anger and punished them for faults which a little inquiry would have taught me that others and not they had committed. He reminded me of how I had disloyally allowed old friends to be traduced in my hearing, and been too craven to utter a word in their defense.